Muldoon stopped the jeep about 50 yards away from the Tyrannosaur and turned the vehicle around. He left the motor running. "Get behind the wheel," Muldoon said, "and put your seatbelt on." He took another canister and hooked it onto his shirt, then he got out. Gennaro slid behind the wheel. "You'd done this very often before?" Muldoon belched. "Never. I'll try to get him just behind the auditory meters. We'll see how it goes from there." He walked 10 yards behind the jeep and crouched down in the grass on one knee. He steadied the big gun against his shoulder and flipped out the thick telescopic sight. Muldoon aimed at the Tyrannosaur, which still ignored them. There was a burst of pale gas and Gennaro saw a white streak shoot forward in the air toward the Tyrannosaur, but nothing seemed to happen. Then the Tyrannosaur turned slowly, curiously, to peer at them. It moved its head from side to side as if looking at them with alternate eyes. Muldoon had taken down the launcher and was loading the second canister. "You hit him?" Gennaro said. Muldoon shook his head. "Missed! Damn laser sights! See if there's a battery in the case!" "A what?" Gennaro said. "A battery," Muldoon said. "It's about as big as your finger. Grey markings!"